USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency for the area affected by yesterday's 6.4 magnitude earthquake that was felt from Las Vegas to Los Angeles. Democratic candidate for the White House, Kamala Harris, speaking to reporters while on the campaign trail yesterday about the quake back in her home state.
I always praise and have to praise our first responders who immediately take action.
So far, no serious injury or major damage reported. President Trump highlighted a big Salute to America celebration on the National Mall on the 4th of July.
We celebrate our history, our people, and the heroes who proudly defend our flag.
The Secret Service says two protesters with the Revolutionary Communist Party were arrested for burning an American flag near the White House yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Among the Democratic candidates who were campaigning on America's birthday was frontrunner Joe Biden, who spoke in Iowa and referred to the signing of the Declaration of Independence back in the day and the need for political unity now.
Ben Franklin supposedly said this at the signing in Philadelphia. He said, "We must all hang together, or most assuredly, we shall all hang separately."
That's right.
Well, that is my message to the Democratic Party and to all people who want to see a change in this administration. We need to unify this country. We have to overcome the status quo of division. That's the way we're going to get things done.
Department of Justice officials facing a 2 p.m. deadline today to explain how they plan to put a citizenship question on the 2020 census after the Supreme Court ruled against it last week. President Trump now saying in recent tweets he's not giving up the fight to put that question on the survey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A suspect's in custody after stabbing several people at a Virginia plasma center. Witnesses telling police the man walked into the Octapharma plasma center in Petersburg yesterday afternoon and started attacking people. One person saying that the office manager took the suspect down before police arrived. One of the victims is reportedly in critical condition. Police say there was really no threat, but chaos broke out at a 4th of July show in Miami as officers were called to investigate a suspicious package behind the Bayfront Marketplace. It turned out just to be a suitcase, but videos on Twitter show dozens of police and crowds of people running from the area. Hundreds had been there to watch fireworks at the time. They ended up having to end earlier than scheduled. Miami Dolphins defensive tackle Kendrick Norton has lost an arm in a car crash. His agent says in a tweet Norton is recovering from the crash that required his left arm be amputated. The 22-year-old had played for the University of Miami before being selected by the Carolina Panthers in 2018. And a burger-eating champ defends her title as in Washington, D.C., Z-Burger held its 10th annual burger-eating contest and Molly Schuyler won it, eating 32 in 10 minutes. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.